The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
That's all I need to know about you.
Star 99.9 at CNN Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I have one that I am so upset about this morning.
Okay. What do you got?
If you watch your dog bite a 7-year-old girl and then you take off as fast as you can.
Run!
That's all I need to know about you.
Run!
Happened yesterday. My cousin was with my goddaughter, and they were just looking at the farm animals. It's not like my little 7-year-old niece was trying to, like, do anything. Walking by, the dog bit her leg. So, of course, my cousin, like, she's like, your dog just bit my daughter. And she, like, jumps down to the ground to check on her.
Mm-hmm.
The guy just took off.
Booked.
With the dog.
See you later.
What?
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Right. I'm so upset about it because it's like, what is that? What kind of responsible dog parent is that?
Well, I'll tell you what that is. That is that they're worried that somebody's going to get in trouble.
Well, you know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about my 7-year-old having rabies. That's what I'm worried about, not your dog. I'm so upset about it. I mean, it's all happening today. Animal control, police being filed, reports, all of it.
Well, good luck to everybody.
Good.
I'll say this is that I took my dog for a walk on Sunday, and even though a woman was instructed, don't approach my dog, don't pet my dog, she shoved that hand right in that dog's face.
But there's a difference.
There's a flip side. That's all I'm saying is there's a flip side to both these situations. People keep their distance. And if you have a dog, you should keep your distance, too, if you know that it's possible. Now, some dogs don't react well to small children. Keep them away from them. That's what I do.
Right.
Barkley and Baxter, they're confused by small children. They move too fast. They're too rowdy.
We don't know what you are.
Barkley, on the one hand, just wants to eat everybody. So that's actually, kids, he's a little bit more hesitant. But Baxter's like, what is that small thing?
But you
like,
would I'm never. Gonna go. But let's be honest, Raven. God forbid any of your babies did that.
Of course.
You would do what you had to do to make sure everything was okay.
Of course.
You know?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
And as
so
a responsible dog owner, you know that there are situations that you cannot have your animal in.
Right.
And you have to keep them out of that situation.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Ugh. No, and it's very upsetting.
Yes.
Obviously, a child, there's lots of emotions involved. No, I get it. I totally get it. I've got one for you here. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of that, if once you find out that it's going to cost you $550 to board your cats while you go to the Bahamas, your answer is to possibly set them free.
We always talk about the fact that Raven doesn't love his cats, and it's true. You don't love your cats, and the fact that you want to let them
go—they're like 1,000 years old.
No,
right?
Listen, my cats do nothing. They wake up, they go, they sit in their little couch. They have a cat couch. They sit on that all day long, and then they go back to bed. That's all they do, and it's going to cost so much money.
I just right.
Can't, because they're old, I can't set just I can't free. Expect somebody that's set house watching there to go ahead and you know, wash the poop off of one of my cat's feet every day because he just does that for the fun of it nowadays at age 21. That's where I'm at. Right?
I would volunteer to take them, but you know I also hate cats.
And you're busy. Like, you're busy.
I
mean, like, you know,
I have no interest in your cats.
Yeah,
so
no,
I'm sorry.
I totally get it. But it was like one of those movies where, like, perfectly normal people, it's like a dark comedy, all of a sudden it takes a turn and they decide they're going to murder their landlord or something like that. My wife was talking to me in bed on Sunday, and I'm like, wait a minute, are you telling me that this is going to be gone?
Oh, man. All right, 1-800-330-9999. Give us a call if you want to watch Raven's Cats or if you want to fill in the blank.
For real.
If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. They were saying to prepare for Carmageddon.
Carmageddon!
It was going to be utter chaos. Closing 95 in Stamford at exit 9 happened on Friday. You know what? Star 99.9 at CNN Raven.
It sounds like a nightmare.
It is a nightmare. There was traffic, but not nearly as bad as they anticipated. And they opened earlier. Construction is running ahead of schedule.
Oh, my gosh.
That never happened.
Let's all celebrate now.
Right.
Why is it that we have to put silly names on things, though? Carmageddon.
Like,
wow.
That sounds awesome, though.
Right. Yeah. It looks cool on a graphic, I'm guessing, right? The guy in graphics like, oh, look at this. Let me fire this off.
If you haven't heard, they're replacing the bridge that carries Route 1 over 95 in Stamford. And, so it was closed for a couple couple of days. Mm-hmm. Was there traffic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
There was. But it wasn't nearly as bad as they said. Mm-hmm. And it got us thinking, oh, also remember that it's happening again this weekend. This should be the last weekend of it. So Friday to Monday, and then the project should be done. And if we're working ahead of schedule, that sounds like promising. It might actually be done this weekend.
Yeah. Listen, just the fact that they can knock it out in 2 weekends, regardless, even 3 weekends would be pretty amazing.
It is.
I'll say that.
Amazing.
I mean,
yeah.
You're taking down a bridge.
Yep.
So, right? I mean, that's what they're doing.
But that's
kind of a big deal.
That traffic was inevitable. And it made us start thinking about, like, your traffic playlist. Because mm-hmm. every once in a while, when you hit that traffic, the unexpected traffic, not the traffic you're sitting in right now, you should know that you're going to be in that traffic every single
day. Right, right. But if you're out for a nice drive
on a Sunday. Right. And you're going, and all of a sudden you hit that traffic, and you just want to get to Playland, mm-hmm. and you see it in the horizon.
Right.
But all of a sudden now you're stopped in Carmageddon. What's on your traffic playlist?
I don't know. Annie Zapp, what would you like to listen to?
Well, I have three
Radio
songs.
Radio Turn Segway.
Yep, three songs that I always listen to whenever I hit traffic, because I want to stay mellow. I want to stay calm. I don't want to get upset.
Right,
so
right.
So I usually come out of the, like, right out of it with this.
It's just one of those days.
What?
Yes.
Nice and calm.
Are you picking your nose, sir? Are you sitting in the traffic picking your nose?
Wow.
Yep.
Very
yep.
calm.
Limp Bizkit. Yes. Unexpected from you.
No,
unexpected
really?
Unexpected from you.
No. Yeah, yeah, but then, you know, after I brush it off, I roll out my shoulders, like, and
right.
I calm down.
You're feeling better.
Everybody's mm-hmm. in traffic.
Right.
But then the baby starts crying in the back seat.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So there's only one song that I can put on to make her calm down.
Okay, what do you got?
Kelly is a name-off.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, she likes a little rage. Whenever there's traffic
right.
and the baby starts crying, she goes, do what she told you. Mommy said stop crying.
I really hope you got the edited version of this.
Mommy, stop crying.
Okay.
I'm not going to stop crying.
Right, again.
Move the car.
All right, did you edit this? All right, did you edit this? I'm pulling this back. I'm pulling this back. All right?
Of course. I edited
anything
I'm a,
in that
I'm a
song.
Radio professional.
Okay. All right.
But then once the baby stops crying and she finally falls asleep.
Yeah.
But we're still not moving, and it's 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go to my last favorite song on my traffic playlist.
Okay, what is that?
Wow.
It's very unexpected, I think.
Yeah. It just calms me down.
Let me hear your James Hetfield. Ooh.
We're off to Neverland.
Ooh.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not bad.
Oh, Raven, I want to know what's on your traffic playlist.
I would tell you that mine is equally surprising and not nearly as heavy.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I think you'd be amazed if I pull out my YouTube playlist right now.
It's coming up next right here on Star 99.9. They were saying to prepare for Carmageddon, the 95 shutdown in Stanford over the weekend. Star 99.9 at Tana and Raven. Which brings us to, what is your traffic playlist when you hit that unexpected traffic? The music that soothes you.
Right.
I always go with things like this.
Excellent.
To me,
wow.
Anger just calms me down, you know?
That
baby's crying in the back.
Seem to make much sense. But
20-minute drive turns right. into an hour and a half.
Right, okay.
Yep, yep.
I still want to hear you, Anna Zapp. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, that's not bad. It's yep. not bad.
So, Raven, I imagine that if mine right. is that angry, my
right.
traffic playlist, yours has to be off the walls.
No, you would be completely incorrect, actually. I'm riding around, the day is beautiful, and then I am presented by traffic. What I want to do is get myself back to that zen. So I'm really like an 80s, 90s prog rock guy, which is funny because I never listened to this stuff when I was younger. How about a little bit of this?
We was up.
This is what you listen to
little
when you're in traffic?
Little dance all days.
You listen to this when you're in traffic?
What is this?
What?
We would go on trains. Oh, it's oh, good, right? Yeah. Oh, you're not feeling that? All right.
You went to anger management school.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's what it's done for me.
Court ordered to go to anger management
classes.
And
that's what it's done for me. It was actually boss ordered. It's a little different.
But, okay.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's another one for you here. This is okay. I got to go back. And that one, I'm still in traffic after that song. I need more songs. Here's another one.
Uh-huh.
Turn around and say goodbye. Say goodbye.
This is what... Why?
Don't you know? If you change, things are going your way. If you hold on. I don't
like a bad karaoke night.
I don't understand. Right. No, it's like it's like he hits traffic and he thinks he's performing at a karaoke bar.
It doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. I'm still in traffic. It's the merit. You know that there's something going on up there. Tree cutting on every nice day.
Right.
You guys just do it to punish me so then I go to this. Nice. Hold on. Oh, no.
I mean, I wouldn't.
some cherry wine.
This makes me more angry.
No, I'm not. No, wait. Okay, so maybe this one will work for you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm on my traffic playlist here.
This is the music that when it comes on, like at a bar when they try to do a throwback, I just get mad and go get another drink and go to the bathroom. That's what happens. I'm like, oh, God, I hate this.
All right.
Or when you go to a wedding and they're playing like all the cool Jay-Z and you're dancing and then they throw that in so that all the older people come to the dance floor.
The disco ball starts going.
You guys need to just stop interrupting because I've got two more songs
on my playlist. Do you want me to order you a peanut colada?
I've got two more songs on my playlist. Listen up.
Oh,
nice. Can't help but like that one.
I don't want to say your name traffic playlist stinks, but it's really
name
awful.
Name that movie.
No, because I don't even know what this
it's
is.
It's Pretty Woman. I have one more.
Your traffic. I don't want
to. I'm playing one more, and you're going to take
your
it.
Your traffic playlist is not calming me. It's making me angry.
This clip is 67 seconds long, though, because this song is too good.
No.
It's too good. Name this movie.
I don't want to.
Mannequin, Team Kim Cattrall, still Team Kim Cattrall. Sit down, Carrie. It's Samantha's time.
If this is what anger management class happens to you, I never want to go.
And I'm feeling crazy.
Okay, that's all right. We're good.
What do they know?
1-800-330-9999.
Don't
ever look back. What's on your traffic playlist? Please, if it's corny, I don't want to hear it.
Just fall apart.
95 being closed in Stanford over the weekend caused what they were calling Carmageddon. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. It has since been reopened, and the construction will be going on again this weekend on Friday through Monday, and it'll wrap up. They're doing a great job moving really fast. But it got us thinking, what is on your traffic playlist? And it's kind of eye-opening, because when I hit traffic, my first reaction is to play things like this.
It's just one of those days!
The anger that speaks out of me.
I'm just going to state
it just
that
helps me.
I feel like Fred Durst and Limp Bizkit are really thankful for that because then they're still getting some sort of residual payment somewhere because
10 cents went
the rest
the
of it really
counts.
Dried up. So thank you, though. Thank you for your dedication to that.
Like, to me, that's normal traffic listening. But Raven has shown us that his traffic playlist sounds more like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mannequin movie soundtrack. Andrew McCarthy, Kim Cattrall. Kim Cattrall's so hot. Team Samantha.
It's so
Team
sad.
Samantha, do you hear me, Sarah Jessica Parker? You don't stand a chance.
All right.
You don't stand a chance.
Really, really strange. That's all I got to say.
I love it.
Lori wrote on our Facebook page that when Hearst Traffic's playlist has Ironic by Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I love that song. I'm more of a Hands Clean guy, though, personally, myself. Put in Hands Clean or Uninvited Unplugged. All right, try that one out this morning. Facebook.
There's nothing
poster.
About that that says being stuck in traffic. To me, just I don't get it.
It's also on my playlist, actually. It's right after King of Wishful Thinking is Hands Clean. And also,
Christian,
thank you.
Wow. Yeah, producer Christian, do you have a traffic playlist?
He already actually told me. I have his right here ready to go.
What is it? Oh, this is what you listen to?
Just clears my mind.
Oh, nice that's nice.
Does this make you feel calm?
It makes me feel like I'm going to vomit and I'm on a tilt-a-whirl. No, I got to get rid of that. Sorry.
Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro?
Thank you.
If I let listen to that in traffic, I think I would just get out of the car and just start walking.
Leave. Walk into the woods or the ocean, whichever was closest. Never to be seen again.
Jump right off the guardrail, right over it. Bye, guys.
Wow.
It's a song that never ends. Okay, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's on your traffic playlist?
Mainly it's Paramore.
Paramore. Okay. Yeah.
Weird.
She's unexciting and fun while still being somewhat cynical.
I mean, she doesn't swear or like want to bang your head at all. None of it.
Well, I mean, again, that's you. Mine is much more mellow. I'm with this gentleman. It's a little bit more relaxed. Mine's even mellower than yours. And Raven, what's on your traffic playlist?
Well, I always hope I only get in traffic in the morning because I turn on Anna and Raven and listen to whatever they're playing because it's always on.
Oh, now that's a good answer. Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
So glad you called this morning, Mom. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Mommy.
Bye.
Have a great morning. That's not my mom.
Huh. A girl in West Virginia was so moved by her high school principal's graduation speech.
Okay.
And she, like, as she's listening to it, she's like, it sounds so incredibly familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And then she put two and two together. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. and she realized that he had plagiarized it from Ashton Kutcher's acceptance speech at the Teen Choice Awards in 2013.
Well done, Ashton Kutcher. Nice job.
Listen to how close they are.
Come on.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up...
When I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
I never had a job in my life that I was better than.
It's the whole thing.
No, wait a minute. Did Ashton Kutcher take this from somebody else?
You couldn't make up a different job?
I'm just wondering, did Ashton Kutcher steal this too and insert the shingle job himself, and this was from somebody else's speech? Because it sounds a bit presidential. It's good.
2013, mm-hmm. He gave this speech.
Yeah.
But 6 years ago, guy was so moved by it, he plagiarized it. He's the principal!
Yeah. I mean, had he played... Right? I mean, if it's moving, we all say things Kennedy used to say, right? I mean, we bring those things up. It happens.
Well, you know, it's really funny.
I think Ashton Kutcher stole this from somebody, and this guy stole it from him.
No. He stole it from Ashton Kutcher.
I'm going to do some Googling myself this morning here. You know, Ashton Kutcher is a tech guy. What do you got, Anna Zapp?
Well, you know,
what would be your inspirational speech?
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking, like, when I graduated from Harvard,
mm-hmm.
I found
that didn't happen.
Passion is the key ingredient to study and practice of law.
My 3 years at Harvard, I have come to find that passion is a key ingredient to the study and practice of law.
Isn't that legally blonde?
Wait,
is that Reese Witherspoon?
But no, this is my speech.
Remembering that first impressions are not always correct.
First impressions are not always correct.
Yeah.
You must always have faith in people.
You must always have faith in people.
And most importantly.
Okay. And most importantly.
Yeah.
You must always have faith in yourself.
You must have faith in yourself. I wrote that.
That's all me.
Was that Legally Blonde or House Bunny? It felt like... Which one was that? Just admit it.
Listen, when I went to Harvard with Elle Woods, it was Legally Blonde.
Thank you.
But
Third one's coming out.
Yep. I wrote that.
Good.
I gave that speech.
I have one for you.
You give a speech too?
Yeah. I mean, it was really hard. I really tried to get past Braveheart and Gladiator, which were both great. And I've settled on Al Pacino in the locker room before the first round playoff game in any given Sunday.
You find out life's a game of inches. So is football. Because in either game,
you wrote this?
The margin for error is so small.
You borrowed it.
The inches we need
are everywhere
around us.
Right. Yeah. What are we going to do?
On this team, we fight for that inch. We tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces
for that inch. We claw
with our fingernails. Because we know when we add up
all those inches,
that's going to make the difference between winning and losing.
Uh-huh.
You didn't write that.
Between living and dying.
All right.
That speech goes on for actually like 5 minutes, and Al Pacino uses a lot of F-bombs. So I had to do a bit of editing. He's very passionate about it. But that's what I would say to send people out into the work world is go for that inch.
I think if you're going to plagiarize a graduation speech and you're a principal, there's probably better options than Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
Well,
Teen Choice Awards 6
arguable,
years ago.
I mean, if they were so moved.
Yeah, that's true.
God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lacey and Greg are joining us together this morning. Lacey, let's start with you. What's going on?
You know, we've been having a few problems. We're kind of strapped for cash. I want to ask my older kids to help out, money-wise, you know? I don't see anything wrong with that, but their father's pride is in the way, and he doesn't want me to do it. He's been out of work for a while. He's embarrassed to ask his kids for help.
Greg, what's your alternative if you don't ask your kids for help? Do you have a plan?
I really don't at this point. It's a matter of sort of my pride. I've sort of been down on my luck lately. I don't really feel motivated. I'm struggling here, guys. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's not much of an argument if you don't have a plan, right? I mean, if you don't have a plan, you have to ask somebody or you start to lose things.
Well, I mean, Lacey hasn't really been that supportive in that fact. I just can't ask kids. Not how I was raised. This is not how I perceive my future. And maybe it's time for me to sort of pull myself up by my bootstraps at this point and find a new job. But, I mean, I'm not going to ask the kids. It's just ridiculous. Lacey, we can't do it.
You had plenty of time to figure out what to do. I've been trying to motivate you. You're not listening to me. At the end of the day, everyone needs help sometimes.
I have a couple questions. How much money are you looking to borrow from your children?
$25,000.
$25,000.
$25,000 is a substantial amount of money, that's for sure.
Are your children in the financial position where they could make that amount of a loan to you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah.
I understand why pride gets in the way. I just, you know what? I mean, you don't need a lecture, Greg, but this probably should have been addressed earlier on. $25,000? It sounds like this has been going on for a while.
Well, this is what we can do. We can ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Lacey. You need help. And if you can't turn to your children, then who can you turn to? But, Greg, they may see your side, too. You're the dad, and you're not comfortable with this, and you feel like it's a blow to your pride and your ego, and you're going to find a way to get a new job. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we're here. I wouldn't mind getting somebody else's opinion.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Greg's been out of work for a while, and he and his wife have run into some serious financial difficulties. Lacey says, our kids are doing really well. They're adult children. Let's just ask him to borrow $25,000, get us out of this hole. Greg says no, his pride won't let him borrow from his children. But he doesn't really have a plan except keep looking for a job.
Listen, if you're out of work, what are your interest rate options? If they're talking about equity loans or whatever, I would rather have my parents come to me any day of the week and ask me for that money than to put themselves in another position that will only just get larger.
But if he's uncomfortable with it, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the mom's side.
Yeah, I mean, it almost seems silly to me. When you don't have a plan and you don't have anything else going on, here's the thing. If my parents came to me and said that they needed money, I would have said, why did you wait so long? Obviously, you're there to help. They're your family. Why did you wait so long? I mean, $25,000?
Right. So is the family totally unaware of this situation?
Completely
unaware. I know. Okay, so I think they need a plan. And whatever it takes, I don't care if he has to learn how to bartend or waiter or park cars or anything while money starts a little bit comes in while he's looking. At least then they feel like they're going to get the money back.
Hey, thank you.
If the kids are in that financial situation.
Hey, it's going to be sunny out today. Set up the lemonade stand. I'm
thank
with you.
Thank you. Greg has been out of work for a while and it's really financially hit them. His wife, Lacey, says, listen, our kids are doing well. They're adult children. Let's ask them for the $25,000 loan. He says his pride, you know, won't allow him to do it, and he's going to find a job, and things are going to be better, but he just doesn't want to borrow from his kids. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Pride is an important thing, of course. It will drive you to do great things. It'll drive you to get through tough times. But $25,000 worth of debt is not the same thing as asking somebody for $25,000 because you want a new deck. It's debt, and it's a problem.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
Oh, totally on the wife's side. That's a lot of money to borrow. I don't know where they think they're going to get that money, even if he gets a job to pay it back. You know, this is the number one cause of fallout between couples and families. It's financial issues and non-payment of loans. Don't pitch the money over your family.
And Anna Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. If their kids are in the position to be able to help them, and even if the kids knew that they were in financial distress, they would gladly hand over the $25,000. Probably wouldn't even ask them to pay him back. And another thing I just thought of is, how come he's not going out looking for work?
Well,
says he just doesn't feel himself, which is sad, but not a good answer.
Right.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side. Family is family. These are not fair weather friends. If they've been able to get their kids to the point where they could even think to borrow $25,000, which means that as a family, they've invested into their family.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that they can't ask these kids to help out for right now.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lacey, our audience agreed with you. Greg, even though it may hurt your pride, if you're in a serious situation where you're looking at losing your house and not being able to pay bills, I think that your kids would want to be able to help you, or at least I hope they would.
Well, they're good kids, and I think they would probably want. I just don't think I can ask for it. If they want to offer, then maybe Lacey and I will sit down at the dinner table tonight and really talk about it then.
If they don't know, why would they offer? Unless things are already being removed from your house or they're picking up your mail. I don't know if that's a secret best kept.
Lacey, you must be happy with this vote.
I am. I think he's finally coming to his senses, you know. Hopefully they can help us out and we can get back on our feet.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much. And what we're going to do is we're going to have Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. We're going to see what she thinks about this. It's next right here on Star 99.9. You've heard about, you know, children probably borrowing money from their parents. But what happens when you're an adult and you have to borrow money from your children? That happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's our relationship expert, Dr. Laura Berman. You can hear her here every weeknight, Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman. Listen, they need the money. The kids are well off and have done well. What's the big deal in borrowing some money until they get back on their feet? Dad slash husband was totally against it. He says it's embarrassing to have to borrow money from your children. What do you think about this?
Listen, I get that it's embarrassing. I would be embarrassed too, and it's not the way things are supposed to go in this country. But in most of the, certainly not, you know, the Western world, and from the beginning of time, children took care of their parents in their old age. Your parents take care of you. They raise you. They invest in you. They spend tons and tons of money on you. Then when they are old and needy and not able necessarily to take care of themselves in the same way, they move into the house with you. They take care of you. In some cultures, you move in with them. You know, it's just in this culture that we expect our elderly or, you know, older adults to just sort of be able to survive on their own. And if it were me and my parent, they're the reason I'm alive. You know, I would happily help them out.
Right.
I mean, it's all part of the obligation, right? I mean, that's family, right? I mean, yeah, you're going to be there. Family. You're going to just desert them?
Right. And I think that this couple wasn't saying, I guess, that the kids wouldn't do it, but it was more the husband's or the father's humiliation in needing to go. And I get that, too. He was, you know, he's probably really identified with being the provider mm-hmm. and the big patriarch of the family. And what kind of patriarch is he going to feel like if he's going with his hand out to his kids, right? That's humiliating to ask anyone for money when mm-hmm. you really need it and are struggling, much less your own kids. But that's just a cultural thing. In this country, it's not really the way it's supposed to be. It's not how we were designed. It's not how we evolved.
Do you think a couple needs to be on the same page when something like this happens? Like if she decided that she's just going to borrow the money from the kids and kind of, I don't want to say do it behind his back, but do it without his consent, even though, yeah. Would you think that's problematic?
Those are two different things. Doing it behind his back is more like financial infidelity, right? Saying to him, look, I disagree. Your pride is getting us to the point where we are about to be homeless and can't buy groceries or whatever it is. I'm very sorry. You're going to have to put your pride aside. These are my children too. You know, I will ask for forgiveness later, but I'm going to ask them whether you like it or not. And, you know, you can blame it on me if you want to and say you didn't know anything about it, but this is stupid to me, right? Or not okay to me that we're not, that we're starving and not asking our own children who can afford it for help. That's very different than her just on the side going to her daughter and going, psst, listen, slide me some cash. So,
right.
And it came from somewhere else.
Fair enough. Always good advice. And if you need some too, you can call Dr. Laura Berman, 855-5-UNCOVER, and listen to her every weeknight here on Star 99.9.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love you.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
You work on
quotes.
Commission, right? Yes. Big mistake. Huge.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Erica, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Erica.
Okay.
Thanks.
Erica, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite them back in. Ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It goes to Raven. But if you can beat them, $100 to Little Pub and the bragging rights that you broke the longest win streak he's ever had, 46 in a row. You ready to do it?
I'm ready.
Number one, this superstar has played cinematic characters Annie Porter, Gracie Hart, and Harper Lee. Who is she?
Sandra Bullock.
Number two, Toy Story 4 hits theaters on the 21st. What is the name of the roller coaster that opened at Disney World last June that was named after one of the characters?
Slinky Dog Death.
Number three, Katy Perry dropped a new song called Never Really Over. However, it was really over in 2012 when Katy divorced who?
Russell Brand.
Number four, this sequel beat out both Rocketman and Aladdin for the top spot of the box office this past weekend.
I'm not sure.
Number five, a cargo company gave Drake a Boeing 767 that he calls Air Drake for free publicity. What's the call sign on the plane that POTUS travels on?
I don't know.
Oh, Erica, you started so great. Raven!
Yo, how'd you do?
Erica got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good.
I really thought she was going to get them all. Okay.
All right.
Number one. This superstar has played cinematic characters Annie Porter, Gracie Hart, and Harper Lee. Who is she?
Say the names again.
Annie Porter, Gracie Hart, and Harper Lee.
Annie Porter is in Speed. That's Sandra Bullock.
That's right. Gracie Hart was Miss Congeniality, and Harper Lee was from Infamous, the Truman Capote movie.
I loved Miss Congeniality.
Yeah,
it was the first time that I really saw her. Is super funny.
Okay, Erica, you're still leading 3-1. Number two, Toy Story 4 hits theaters on the 21st. What is the name of the roller coaster that opened at Disney World last June that was named after one of the characters?
I mean, God, it seems like it would be really late for it to be Buzz Lightyear. Mr. Potato Head.
No.
I have no idea.
It was Slinky Dog Dash.
Well, I guess that would make sense with it being a roller coaster.
Yeah, waited a really long time to get on that ride. Okay. All right, Erica's still winning 3-1. Number three, Katy Perry dropped a new song called Never Really Over. However, it was really over in 2012 when Katy divorced who?
Russell Brand.
That's right. Okay, Erica's still leading 3-2.
I thought they were going to stay married forever, by the way, because he just seems so charming and nice. But I think he's terrible now.
Okay.
So mad at him.
Number four, the sequel beat out both Rocketman and Aladdin for the top spot at the box office this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, I saw this. It's a sequel, huh? Just, gosh.
I need your final answer, Raven.
I'm thinking.
Well, I know, but we don't get... Everybody's got to have a certain amount of time. I'm sorry. The answer is Godzilla.
What?
Yep. All right, you need
this last one. It's kind of a reimagining, but okay.
This last one you need to tie, Erica, okay?
All right.
Number five, a cargo company gave Drake the Boeing 767 that he calls Air Drake for free publicity. What's the call sign on the plane that POTUS travels on?
Oh, Air Force One.
Air Force One is correct.
Woo!
Erica,
just pulled it off.
Just pulled it off. I'm trying with these questions. You guys tied at 3 today. That does get you your own Ann on Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce. It's a very tall mug.
Erica from Newtown, and I can't beat Raven.
All right. Thanks, Erica. Hold on the line.
Better luck next time. Which ones did she miss? Did she not know Air Force One?
She didn't know Air Force One.
Terrible.
Or Godzilla. It was really, I really thought she had you.
Godzilla was hard.
Okay, we got another chance for you to get the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Hey, Drew Scott here. And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.